Good afternoon, Fido Technology Laboratories. This is Gary.
Hello, Ken, please. This is Kevin again with Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, one moment, please, Kevin.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling Fido Technology Laboratory. Kevin, he'll be with you in just a minute, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. We appreciate your patience. Thank you for calling Fido Technology. Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right.
But I think this is, I got those quotes. Let me see. I'm not sure if you were CC'd on that or not. But
he sent them to me, and I was actually going to email you right away and say, hey, did you get these? But that's kind of the way my afternoon has been so far.
Okay, no biggie. I mean, they look good. I like the way that he wrote this down, or the way that he described the equipment. So I've got emails to my underwriters. I've got to try to find out kind of what notes and what quotes are already in the system. Like I said, it's going to the difficulty that I may run into, or I might not, I very well, may not run into it at all, is just the fact that this is essentially one invoice separated into two, and the labor has disappeared, which is, pretty easy for them to pick up on if they've actually read the invoices carefully. And I don't know if they have, and I don't even know if those quotes were submitted or if we just had a basic description. So I'm going to fill them out. I think that we're good. I mean, I like the way this reads, and I think this will work out. And the other thing that I need to check into is just the site inspection. I just need to figure out, if I'm going to be able to clear these through the site inspection once it's all delivered, but I think we'll be fine. If I need to get under the $50,000 threshold, if that happens to be where the threshold is for site inspection, we might have to do one of these at like $49,500, and just have you come out of pocket for some of that.
That's fine.
I'm sure that's not a big deal because we'll be covering, the rest of the equipment. So
right. It's not a problem.
Okay. And then if that is the case, what would you be using the working capital for? Kind of where are you at as far as, your overall position going into this move? Is the cash needed, or are you okay? Is everything?
Oh, yeah, the cash is needed. Basically, I mean, we're going to have moving expenses. There's still going to be the expense of putting in the ceiling tile and lighting, the electrical work that has to be done, the carpeting that has to be put down. So all of those are things that are really not covered under leases, which I knew no one would want to finance that we've got to cover. And so that's really what I was hoping to use that capital loan for, was to kind of cover those types of incidental costs that we're going to end up having.
Okay. But nothing, I mean, there's no concern of business being shut down for a month or two during the move and being able to cover payments or anything like that, right?
We can't shut down. There's no way in hell we're shutting down.
Okay.
We're doing this systematically where we'll end up, if anything, the one thing that's, the most critical is the IT system and the phone systems. That will be moved over a weekend so that, we'll shut down. We're going to start moving things over systematically once things gets going, and we may even start shipping out of the new facility before we move all of customer service and everything else from this facility out. And then what we will do is over a weekend, we'll shut down the phone systems. It won't affect our website because that's hosted externally, so all it would affect is the phone system, which no one calls in on a weekend anyway. We'll move that over the weekend. We'll be back up and running Monday morning first thing.
Awesome. Okay. Perfect. Just want to make sure I've got to reassure,
Sure, I understand.
Because we're adding another, $85,000 above and beyond what we're already doing. So I'm sure there'll be some underwriters sweating, signing off on this, and they're going to want me to kind of guarantee it myself as well. So I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. Obviously, we've worked with you for quite a while, and I know you've just signed a 10-year lease, so I know you're not planning on going anywhere. So
Right.
Just want to make sure. I want to be able to tell them that I had a conversation and, you know, I'm comfortable. So,
okay.
We're all on the same page. So I'll work on these. If you want to go ahead and take care of the docs that you have in hand for the coolers, and I'll just hold on to them until we kind of have everything else, you know, moving. I'm sure you don't want to fund anything until you know how the rest of it's going to go. But at least if I have those back in hand, I can tell them that we're moving along. We're kind of going one by one.
Okay. That's fair enough. I'll get those signed off and get them to you. I've got a staff meeting here in a few minutes. So I'll see if I can't get them done before the staff meeting. If not, it'll be right after that.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Kevin. I do appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.